Hello and welcome to another Naxos podcast and a wonderful new album featuring two guitar duos who have decided to team up and record music for one, two, and four guitars. The duos in question are the Amadeus Guitar Duo and the duo Gruber Maklar. That opening music was a ballet tune by Michael Praetorius. Here's a bit more. Michael Praetorius was born in 1571 in Kreuzberg, Germany, about 12 kilometers from Eisenach, where Johann Sebastian Bach was born just over a century later. Perhaps there's something in the water in that area that helps create great composers. Praetorius wrote mostly church music, but also some dance music, Baroque style. In 1612, Praetorius published a large collection of secular dances under the name Terpsichore. The original publication used a wide variety of instruments from that time. Six of these dances are included on this album in arrangements for four guitars, including this bourée. Luigi Boccherini also makes an appearance on this album. He was born in 1743 in Italy, but eventually moved to Madrid, Spain. These days, he's best known for his cello concertos and one lone minuet, but he wrote a lot of chamber music, including a string quartet in D major that is, in one movement, inspired by the Spanish dance, the fandango. Here is that fandango arranged for four guitars. With guitarists Dale Cavanaugh and Thomas Kirchhoff, who together make up the Amadeus Guitar Duo, and Christian Gruber and Peter Maklar, who together make up the duo Gruber-Maklar. Piero Giuliani was an Italian guitarist, cellist, singer, and composer, and is sometimes called the Mozart of the guitar. He wrote over 200 guitar compositions. It's amazing how much people got done in the days before social media, and he toured all over Europe just to fill out his spare time. Here is the Amadeus Guitar Duo with his Variazioni Concertanti, Opus 130. Dale Cavanaugh, one half of the Amadeus Guitar Duo, was born in Halifax, Canada, and has made an international name for herself as a soloist and as a member of the Amadeus Guitar Duo. Her three pieces were dedicated in part to her daughter, Melissa. In the first movement, titled Melissa, Cavanaugh tries to describe in sound her three-year-old daughter's volatile moods. If this music is anything to go by, her daughter at three was way more lyrical than my daughter at the same age.
Thank you.
Spanish composer Manuel de Falla achieved his first big success in 1905 when his short opera La Vida Breve won first prize in a major competition. As with so many operas, the subject of this one is tragic love. The first Spanish dance from La Vida Breve is the musical backdrop to a riotous wedding celebration, which takes a nasty turn when the groom's secret lover crashes the party. Here are the duo Gruber and Maklar with the beginning of that dance. Been listening to music from a new Naxos album titled Guitar Gala Night that brings together two outstanding guitar duos, the Amadeus guitar duo and the duo Gruber and Maklar. Naxos catalog number 8.573592. To go out, here are all four guitarists, the double duo, so to speak, playing music by Russian composer Alexander Borodin from In the Steppes of Central Asia. I'm Raymond Bechet. So long for now.